one thing that you have to do is you have to make the right investments. And if you're ever going to build wealth for yourself, and but there are just two things that you can do with your investment dollars. You know, when you get paid and all that stuff like that, and you have that money, there are two ways you can spend it. And that's either you're going to spend it on owning something or spending it on loaning something. And we're going to talk about that, in very directly here. And I actually cover this in another book, the Building Generational Black Wealth book. It's a very important book, and I hope that you get it, because I think you'll really you'll benefit from having it. And we'll talk about the difference between own versus loan, okay? Because let me say this before I even get into that, and that's that ownership is better than loanership, okay? I'm just going to tell you straight out, ownership is better than loanership, okay? It's better to own it than loan it, okay? Now, when you lend money, you let someone else use your money for a period of time. You know, at the end of that period, you get your original money back. In most cases, loan investments pay you a stated amount of interest, either periodically or sometime you'll get at the time that you get your original money back. When you own an investment, you exchange your money for something else. The something else could be a common stock or real estate or et cetera. When you own an investment, you are not promised your money back, nor are you promised a set return. The way you get your money back is to sell your investment. You may get more or less than your original investment. So now I want you to take a pen and a pad out if you have one close to you, because I'm going to give you some examples of own investments, O-W-N, own and loan investments. First, I'm going to start with the loan investments, okay? And if you have these, you're loaning your money out, okay? Checking accounts, savings accounts, money market accounts, certificates of deposit, otherwise bank CDs, treasury bills, notes and bonds, corporate bonds, municipal bonds, fixed annuities, bond mutual funds, Series EE bonds. Those are all loan investments. You're loaning money out. Here's some examples of some own investments, okay? Number one would be common stock, real estate, commodities, stock mutual funds, variable annuities, stock unit trust. Like most people, you'll find that you don't own each and every thing that's listed. And it's not important to have all of them. The important thing that right now you have to have is you got to have some of those own investments. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a checking account and all that. But here's the problem with doing all that. See, you have to ask yourself, am I putting all my dollars to work for me, or am I just allowing it to sit there? Now, I'm not saying that stocks and all that stuff is just the definite place to be all the time, because as you can see over time, stock market goes up and down. It's a roller coaster ride. But the point is that generally, if you compare statistics, loan investments don't pay off as well as owning investments. The stock market generally gets you a greater amount of return than if you were to put it into a bond over the history of the stock market and the bond market. So that's the benefit of it. And you know, the sad part about it is that it all has a risk involved with it. Some people will say, well, let's get a bank CD and all that, and that's good. Treasury bills, notes, and bonds, they're all good. But they all still come with a certain degree of risk. There's no such thing as a riskless investment. But the problem is that black people don't seem to understand that we have to be owners of things. We have to stop loaning our money out. You see, again, when you loan money out, they're going to take the money and make more money with it that you'll never even get. Give you a good example. You go open a checking account at the bank, a savings account, whatever. You're going to give them that money, whatever you got the deposit in there. They're going to take that money and make so much money off of it, you'll never see a dime of it. But then they'll turn around and charge you. Get how ridiculous this is. They're going to charge you for allowing them to make money off of your money. There's a bank that I used to bank it. I don't bank anymore. They should charge you $4 to go in and do banking business and $2 to go through the drive-thru. So, I mean, when I caught wind of that, I never noticed that before. But then I caught wind of it and I questioned it and was verified. I'm like, this is ultimately ridiculous. I got to go to a bank that's not going to charge me to keep my money because they're making money on my money. And so we're going to dump, for those of us who have bank accounts, you know, you go dump all your money into that, and your money doesn't work for you. It's being eaten up by either inflation or the bank fees. So you have to get to a point where you really understand that ownership is better than loanership. It's better to own a house than to take out a loan for a house. Okay, it's better to walk in with cash and say, I want you to build it for me, and I'll pay you, I don't owe you anything, as opposed to going to the bank and get a loan for 30 years. I mean, let's look at it. Let's be real. most marriages statistically don't even last 30 years. So, I mean, why even take out a 30-year mortgage? I mean, for crying out loud, I mean, that is just an... And to end up paying three times what you agreed to pay for the house. You agreed to buy the house for $100,000, but by the time 30 years is up in the interest payments, then you're going to pay $300,000 for the house. So, I mean, that's just ultimately ridiculous. I mean, I wish I had enough money I could go open up a bank. I mean, because if it's enough black people out there that's willing to give me their money, well, I can make all my money. They don't want anything in return, but the privilege of me charging them to write checks and do business with me while I make millions off of their money, then I'll do it in a heartbeat. I mean, because that's where the money's at for banks. It's getting you to put in all your money, charge you fees, and then turn around and make money off your money while you get nothing. So you have to understand, my black people, please understand that ownership is better than loanership, okay? Stop loaning all of your money out, okay? Because you're not going to always get the best return. Go and own things. Own things of value. Go buy you some Microsoft stock. You want to know why people got wealthy over the last couple of years in the stock market and still getting wealthy to this day in the stock market? Is because they got smart and they went bought some stocks. They went bought, they went own to own investments. They didn't go to loan investments, okay? Because own investments performs a lot better. So we've got to take ownership. Remember, if you don't remember nothing else I've said, remember, ownership is better than loanership. And make sure that you own investments. Don't loan all of your money out. Yeah,